With our continuing coverage of postgame for the Central College men's basketball victory over Simpson, we're joined now by head coach of the Central men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp. Joe, I mean, it wasn't always pretty in this game, but always good to win that rivalry matchup.
Yeah, the game was a lot closer than the final score, I think. It turned into an offensive game. I kind of thought going in it might be kind of a more of a defensive, low-scoring game. There's just one of those nights, kind of like the women's game, just a lot of made shots, a lot of shot making from both teams. And it was nice for us to be able to see that we can win a different way. And it was really fun for our guys to be in a pressure situation on the road in the conference and make play after play down the stretch.
Well, and you mentioned how this was just a different way for you guys to win a game. I mean, it was early on. I can't even 100% say exactly what they were doing down low to take away Josh Van Gorp. But they were just bound to determine that he was not going to touch the ball in that first half. Owen Shipper really stepped up in a big way for you guys there in that first half and kind of carried the workload, as well as Caleb Brand.
Yeah, we just have so many guys that can beat the other team, I think. You know, Josh gets a ton of attention, and our guys have gotten really good at playing off of that. It's been really good in the preseason that we've played some really good teams and have kind of showed us, you know, how probably teams are going to play us this year. So we got a lot of reps, and we were able to, you know, add a few wrinkles into our offense that helps take advantage of that, you know, extreme weak side help. And this is the best shooting team that we've probably ever had here at Central. So when guys do double team him and put two on him, we have a lot of different guys that can make them pay. And, you know, it showed tonight, making, you know, 16 threes at 50%, you know, almost every time down court. We either got Josh, you know, a pretty good look or an open three. So we can live with that.
Absolutely right. And just kind of looking at some of those individuals, we got to talk about the two freshmen tonight. I mean, they've had their moments here and there, right? And I know Owen had a big game earlier this season as well. I believe it was up at Gustavus Adolphus, or I believe that was the game where he really kind of found his footing. But tonight, those two freshmen and him and Grant Euchre stepped up in a major way to help carry that shooting percentage you're talking about from three-point range, but also just kind of helping that offense flow. And really, it felt like in the second half, took some of that pressure away from Josh inside and allowed maybe some of those lanes to open up as well.
Yeah, those two guys are starting to get comfortable. I think Owen's at 20 points, three straight games. He also had one against Cornell on Saturday. And Grant, you could just kind of see the last couple weeks in games and in practice, he's just really starting to get comfortable in there. He's such a dynamic offensive player. He can score at all three levels. He's one of the best passers that you'll see. He has unbelievable vision. Sometimes, you know, it's hard for guys to come in to, you know, feed the post. You know, it's kind of a lost art, and not a lot of guys can do it. And he came in, he never really played with a post player, but he just picks things up so quickly. He's got such a high basketball IQ. He's a quick learner. We actually just this week put in some of that ball screen action that we closed the game with, basically just because he's so good at it, and he just made the right read every single time. And then the nice thing about him is he's a closer. You know, late clock, we don't have anything. He's a threat to make those plays off the bounce.
Absolutely. And another guy that I want to talk about too tonight, Caleb Brand. You know, last year there was a guy that we really enjoyed watching in the broadcast booth, and that was Nolan Brand, because he was just kind of that do-everything guy. There was never one thing where it was like, man, he is going to be the best player on the floor at scoring the ball or maybe rebounding the ball. But the one thing he was going to be the best at was the effort that he gave. It feels like his brother Caleb has kind of taken over that role this year.
Yeah, Caleb's taken over like a couple different roles now. He was attacking the offensive glass, just like you said, his brother Nolan was kind of known for. You know, five offensive rebounds from a guard is unbelievable. But he's also becoming one of our biggest playmakers. He's leading the league in assists right now, and seven more assists tonight. Great feel with playing with Josh, great feel of playing with the other shooters that we have on our court. You know, consistently we'll match up with the other team's best player. He's just such a versatile two-way player. He can drive it, he can shoot it, he can pass it, he can defend every position. There's just so many different ways we can use him, and we're still finding new ways to use him. We used him as a ball screen guy and a ball screen screener tonight, something that he hasn't really done that much in his career. So no matter what we throw at Caleb, he's kind of proven he'll learn it and pick it up. And he's just such a joy to coach. Even earlier in the season, he wasn't getting a lot of touches, wasn't scoring as much as maybe he did last year. But he never wavered. He kept playing. He kept being team first. Kept to taking the defensive challenges that we put ahead of him. Just such a good leader, such a good all around player. And was really happy to see him kind of have a breakout game this season.
That is good information to know. And again, we're going into the holiday break here. You get a couple of days to kind of rest up, and then you're gonna go challenge yourself again over in Nebraska. Yeah, Concordia Moorhead. Over there, you've also got Northwestern St. Paul, a couple of good matchups there to keep you guys fresh going into some more American Rivers Conference play, Buena Vista coming up in December as well. So what's kind of the goal here over the next couple of days to kind of get rested up and then go out there and try to just continue to build on the momentum of this win against Simpson College?
Yeah, we'll take tomorrow off, and then we'll let the guys have most of Thanksgiving off, and then we'll come back, have a late-night practice Thursday night, and then hit the road early Friday morning to head over to play those two Minnesota schools. So two very different schools. Concordia is huge, one of the biggest teams in the country. Maybe Coach Connor might have said that they're actually the biggest team in the country. They basically start four post players. And then Northwestern out of Minnesota is always known for their motion offense and their fast tempo. So two different styles, which is exactly what we want to play against a whole bunch of different types of teams in the non-conference. So then we're just ready for whatever, the different opponents will throw at us.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you. Appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the win here against Simpson College. I know this is a rivalry that you got to play in, so anytime you get to get the win as a coach, I know it feels that much better. But appreciate the time as always, and again, congrats on the win.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp. Here are post-game coverage of a Central College men's basketball 100-79 victory over Simpson College.